My name is Boy Ladd. I come from the Ho-Chunk Nation, originally from Wisconsin, and I've traveled quite a bit throughout the world as a professional dancer. I started dancing when I was about 4 years old, and have been competing since, traveling all over the country. Was quite instrumental in development of a lot of the earlier powwows back in the 60s. I started actually dancing in 1952, and have seen the evolution of dance, how it's progressed to what we see today. I was also one of the founders of the World Championship in Connecticut, and quite familiar with a lot of the issues that are prevalent in powwow country, Indian country as a whole. Mm-hmm. As a traveler, I've had quite the opportunity to meet many of the religious leaders throughout the world. I've met almost every pope in my lifetime, and a lot of the medicine men, a lot of the traditional people in different areas throughout North America. Dance has given me an opportunity to travel to many of these countries throughout the world. Also, as a director, I've done many of the dance troops, directing many of the dance troops overseas, over to Europe and throughout Russia. I've been throughout the Soviet Union three times now, and quite an honor representing the United States, Pan American Airlines, U.S. State Department, various government agencies. So I've used dance as a way, again, to open the doors for me. I've met, like I said, many people. It's also given me an education. I've paid my finance through university, through school and everything. I graduated from the Art Institute in New Mexico, and I went to the university and had quite an honor of meeting a lot of the big leaders, a lot of the governors, a lot of the people throughout my lifetime. And but I look at dance as a way, as they say, to open many of the doors. I look at tradition, culture as a whole. I used to think that as a Native person that everyone knew the same thing that I did, and much as tradition. My grandparents are very fortunate in being raised by my grandparents in the old way, and among the Ho-Chunk people, we still believe in the Medicine Lodge teaching, and we're still functioning with our war bundle societies, our traditional ways, and quite an honor, is very sacred among our people. So I had the opportunity to teach and speak and also lead in many of our ceremonies at home. We talk about our veterans, our warriors. I had an opportunity to represent my country in going to Vietnam. I served with the Rangers in Vietnam. I had 36 combat missions in Vietnam and 32 contacts. I'm a member of many of the national organizations across the country, and looking at our Red Feather Society, I'm a member of there. Many of the traditional societies across the country, I had the opportunity to participate as well as being initiated into it. And so I sit on various boards, traveling a lot and speaking to our veteran groups. It plays a very special place in my heart when we talk about our veterans, our warriors, many of those that didn't come home, as opposed to some of those that did come home, and maybe not necessarily all in one piece. So I try to help them, guide them in many ways according to the teachings of my people, and looking at the other societies around the country and talking to warriors, it's quite an honor one way, but like I said, the hurting that comes along with a lot of it, it's have many, many people coming, looking for guidance, looking for help, getting the people off the streets, alcohol, drugs, and even with our many of our young children. I've taught throughout most of Canada, from Alberta to Quebec, and a lot of the remote fly-in communities, teaching culture, teaching dance. I use dance kind of more or less as a way of deterrent to keep the kids off the streets and keep them off drugs. In one way, it's a way of teaching the culture, the traditions in the old way, and helping them giving back tradition, Indian way. I don't know if many of you do realize that Canada is quite impacted by European influence and by the church, and so thus a lot of the old ways have dissipated, have disappeared somewhat. So I've been asked to come in and develop their programs and giving them a teaching, but some communities accept it, some it's a little difficult, but eventually I had a good response from many of the communities, because I keep getting called back to come in and help, and ceremonies or coming and helping and teaching. I also work with a lot of the people down in Central America. I spent many years down in Mexico. As a part of my military thing, and back in the 80s, I got called back in, and I worked in trying to resolve the issues in Central America. Wars down in Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and working with a lot of the Indian people. I try to use Indian as a way to try to mend some, fix some of the fences, but mend some of the healing. But I did learn a lot from their culture and their way of life. I have grown to discover that all nations throughout the country, all Indian nations, or some people call tribes, but all nations do have a very special gift and a very special way that I try to help healing in some of the ways for our people that don't understand our tradition, our way of life. So when I come to the communities, it's quite an honor to work with a lot of the elders, and I sit down with many of them and discussing, share many of our concerns, share some of the teachings, and also get back from a lot of them. A good teacher also learns from the students, so when going to these communities, it's, like I say, a good way to open the doors for our people, our culture, and our way of life. A lot of my classes that I teach and work with at the elementary level, it's the who, what, when, and why of our culture. I look at numbers, colors, direction, in as much as what kind of influence it has on our societies, has on our so-called religions. I like to prefer to call it way of life, because it's something that we live day in, day out, even in our dreams, and I speak a lot about that, and I have about one block of instruction is about 4 hours, another one for 2 days, and another for a week. It depends on how in-depth they really want to get. I have worked with many professional people across the country, university types, professional being PhD types, and talking about philosophy, looking at prophecy, looking at the things that are coming. As I said earlier, I've had the opportunity to meet many of these religious leaders and trying to learn from them, get their positiveness that I can maybe help other communities. So I use that as a kind of a tool to, like I say, help many of our young people, give them a sense of direction. I have participated in sports throughout my lifetime and excelled in field of football and wrestling, especially. I made the U.S. Olympic team back in the 60s, and but I went to Russia instead, representing the U.S., and the guy I lost to was the Olympian. He won the gold medal that year, and so I knew I couldn't beat him anyway, so I had the opportunity of going to Russia, and so that was my first introduction at an international level, and especially back in the 60s during the heart of the Cold War, it was quite a unique opportunity to see and entertain and perform. I performed at some of the biggest theaters in throughout Europe, all the way from Eastern Europe, all the way to Romania, Czechoslovakia, all the way to Armenia, to Baku, Azerbaijan, and throughout Moscow, all the way up to Leningrad and St. Petersburg. Keeps changing names every time I go back there, but like I say, it's an opportunity to meet many of their people, many of the higher-ups, and both political and artistic. So meeting many of the people there, I was quite fortunate to meet Igor Moiseyev and Mazovsha out of Poland, and like I say, I've met a lot of the directors, and eventually became a choreographer, and so I have directed many of the shows, and if you're familiar with some of the stuff that's come out recently, I did the Robert Marable tape, I did a lot of stuff along those lines, and I'm hoping to kind of progress along the lines with media, because I do realize the influence of music and dance, and our tradition and our way of life throughout North America. I guess power, you could say, almost touches, impacts every household, be it professional, one shape, form, or another. So, and being able to teach many of the people, the young people, it's an opportunity that I hope I will continue to work with. And but looking at presentations, depends on what area you really want to address. It's the area that I like to speak. Veterans, tradition, culture, ceremony. I've had experience in many of those areas. In our way of life, one has to have the right to speak, the right to perform many of our ceremonies. And in the Indian culture and way of life, we are basically veterans, warriors, come from the societies long ago. So being that I had the opportunity to go to Vietnam, I earned, because I was wounded and I was decorated and paralyzed for a while over there, and it gave me a unique opportunity to address a lot of our concerns and our traditions, our way of life. When one speaks about a life, the right to do something in our ceremonies, the right to dance, the right to speak, the right to carry a feather, the right, anytime you hear the word right, it usually evolves around a human life that was taken in battle, in combat. And most all tribes throughout North America, before the European people came to this land, was based on that concept. Today, in powwow and tradition ceremonies, it's still very much involved in everything that we do. So I try to encourage and try to teach the young people the traditions of our forefathers long ago, that especially when we talk about rights, they must encompass a human life and be very, very reverent and very respectful. So I work with feathers and ceremonies trying to help them understand the meaning, the true meaning of what it means to be a warrior, what it means to be traditional, what it means to be a Native American. And, it's one way, it's an approach that I think a lot of our people need to understand. And so working with our traditional people in schools, universities, at the local level, elementary, I had the opportunity of working with many young children. I do a lot of storytelling, talking about the who, what, when, and why of, again, our traditions, our way of life. We talk about certain animals, why they have fur, some have scales, you look at the tails, you look at the spots, and every animal in our in native world does have a story, does have a purpose in our way of life, and it's quite unique and very beautiful, you know. And I look at some things that don't have arms, some that don't have legs, well, there's a purpose and a reason for it, so many of those kinds of stories. I participate in many of the storytelling conferences across Canada, especially, and have learned a lot from the different communities and took some of their stories and come drew on the parallels and find that many of the similarities are almost identical and quite humorous. But I use humor another way, is to educate many of our people, and humor is good medicine. As an MC, I do MC a lot of major powwows. I arena direct a lot of the major powwows, and I tell a lot of stories, and I kind of laugh, threaten to tell a lot of the people, saying, well, you know, we talk about books, we talk about tradition, our way of life. I try to guide them along those lines, but again, still using the element of laughter as a way to heal many of our people. And so I am somewhat of a comedian a lot of times. You have to be to entertain the people, and especially if you're an MC, and try to help the people. So again, it's there are numerous areas that we can speak about in our tradition. And looking at the future of our people, I try to instill the tradition of our forefathers, because we look at the prophecies that are coming, you know, that are still yet to come. I had the unique opportunity to work with a high priest in Central America, and down in Yucatan, Hombotsman, Flanencio Yescas, Juan Plasencius, and many of these people that are the high priests and the high generals, people that are very much respect, have learned much from their tradition and draw on those parallels and on their strengths and brought a lot of that home. So I bring that to many of the communities. I've been given tobacco many, many times to speak about the traditions and the ways of other people. You take the positive from one to help the weakness of another. And so again, dance has given me that opportunity. A lot of the shows that I do vary from half an hour to an hour and a half. I am somewhat multi-talented. I guess hoop dancing, calls, eagle dance, all of the above. I choreographed a lot of the group dances, but I also work with individual dances. So as a teacher, I try to help many of the communities, even a lot of the non-Indians, teaching them how to dance, teach them the traditions. And before one can dance, they must learn their culture, they must learn their way of life. So there's a kind of a common parallel, a common teaching that has basically evolved from the preliminary stages of origin. We look at Omaha people, we look at the grass dance, we look at tradition. It all encompassed into one thing. It is all relevant. Everything that we deal with in Indian country is relevant. So I try to encompass all of that in a lot of the teachings and everything that I try to do. But there are so many areas that I wish I could speak about. And I say I do have a lot of classes, all the different age levels that I try to work with. So I hope that this will somewhat help you and somewhat give a little better understanding of what I have to offer to many of the communities. And like I said, I have taught at all levels, from the elementary level to the communities to the professional to the university level to the political levels. I've addressed and been a member of all the national organization, National Congress, American Indians, worked with the Native American Rights Fund. I sat on the American Civil Liberties Union board, and I can say there are numerous, numerous boards that I've been associated with, and as well as in Canada, Assembly of First Nations. I've been working for them for the last 15 years and quite familiar with a lot of the legal issues, and that's another whole area that I speak about and helping a lot of the community, a lot of the leadership. I worked with a lot of the Grand Chiefs and guiding them through the political circles. And in many ways, they're, I have to say, probably about 20 years behind us. And so a lot of the things I worked with in Wisconsin, I used to handle the Indian affairs back in the 70s for the three different governors. And then from there, I learned the experience to help guide other tribes that needed political assistance. So I have helped them in many ways along those lines. I sponsored a lot of bills. I was a lobbyist. I worked in both houses. I worked with the Senate and the Assembly. And so it enables me to get a good grasp of a lot of the legal issues. And so I do a lot of writing along those lines. If any of you wish to perhaps want to check some of my background, look at some of my writings, I do write for a lot of the major newspapers. You could just punch my name into the internet and just put search, and you'll find, I think right now somebody said there's over 400 articles on some of the things that I speak and teach about in different communities. So I'm more than welcome anyone to go ahead and check it out anyway on the internet, and you'll find a lot of good stuff in there that I write about and talk about to many of the communities. And so again, I try to help as best I can to many, many, many different areas. So I am versed in most all areas: political, education, spirituality, tradition, ceremony, all of the above. So I hope this will help you anyway. I appreciate the opportunity to come and speak and say a few words anyway, and try to cover some of the things that I address and speak about in many of my lectures. Again, thank you. I hope.